Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. I'm joined by Brett Gibson, and it's day 20 of Spring Letter Month. My wall calendar says it's now officially the first day of spring, and I could add some comments to that, but I'll move on. We heard from Sue by email, and she wrote, "Greetings, Mike and Brett. My friend Chris and I were texting Monday, and we praised the Lord for getting Brett into the station and enabling him to do song requests.
Okay.
When I heard Ken's voice after one from his blizzard bunker in Marinette, Chris and I were back at texting again and praising the Lord for the technology he's allowed you all to accomplish this remote work. Chris then asked, how in the world is this possible? Perhaps the two of you could do a manager's desk and share with all your listeners the marvels of remote radio broadcasting. Keep up the amazing work, and thanks to everyone involved for being such an outstanding team serving our Lord and us." And Brett, I have to kind of chuckle when they he made it all the way in. Well, he lives right next door. His house is literally 100 yards away.
Right. For full disclosure, yes, I'm about a football field away. That is one of the blessings of living really close by the radio station. And we knew that, I've been here 2 years, and at some point we figured the time would come that Brett would have to fill in at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that time was on Monday, so I trudged through the snow. I actually had blown a path to the radio station the night before, and by the time I got done on Monday, the path was gone.
Yeah.
I lived there
for 10 years, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was quite something trying to get through all of the snow that was there, for sure.
All right. So, Brett, regarding remote broadcasting, what can you explain to us in layman's terms?
Well, in layman's terms, it's a lot like the way we do our audio streaming. Now, with the technology of the internet, almost everything that we have that comes into the station is coming in through the internet in some way. So what we did is we set up a remote connection between Ken's bunker in Marinette and the radio studios here, and he was able to feed his audio from his studio that he happens to have, his microphone, straight into our main studios here in Surrey, and so it all worked out so nice. And very appreciative to Ken for his hard work in helping me not have to be here 24 hours that day. Yeah,
exactly. We hope to hear from you during Letter Month. Maybe you have a question for us. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Surrey, Wisconsin 54174. You can email us at wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell along with Brett Gibson.